What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts the Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Guess who's sick today?
But like I said, better to be sick now than when you come down to visit and go to the concert.
I think this is the bad curse I have because this happened last time during the VV BBB BVDD tour. Because I got sick the weekend before then. And then there was a Trinity of Terror tour where we both got sick the weekend before then. So it's just meant where every time there's a Black Veil Brides concert, I'm gonna get sick the weekend before. And you know, my boyfriend Ryan told me, he's like, you know what? Maybe it's the kids just sensing that you're gonna leave them for a bit, so they're just doing their powers to say make you sick, but they're timing it incorrectly.
No, exactly. It's a blessing in disguise.
I'm just like, come on, this is not cool. Getting sick a weekend before, I mean, it happens every time now. Like, what the frick?
So I swear if this happens the next Black Veil Brides concert, I'm officially going to think it is a curse you have. But like a good curse.
At least it's not the weekend of the concert, so there's that. I mean, I'm not as bad as before. I don't have a fever. It's just a stuffiness right now, so and just a little achies. And
Not bad.
as everyone knows, I work in a petri dish. Hello.
Yeah, that I was gonna say too, like because you work with kids, you are bound to get sick a lot.
So I will apologize if I do need to make some sneeze blowing my nose breaks. So I do apologize.
I'm so sorry, but I hope you feel better here soon. So Bleeders Tour is starting next Thursday, April 25th.
The day after this video is uploaded.
Yes, the day after this video is uploaded, tour officially starts. There, Black Veil Brides is kicking it off, and I believe San is it San Francisco, California?
Let me double check here because I know recently they posted a reel with all the dates with the Sweeney Todd theme song. San Francisco, you are correct. Then they go to Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and then Denver, Colorado.
Ooh. So yeah, we are the fourth stop. Obviously, with the tour starting the day after this episode. We have any guesses for this episode? What this episode's about? Dream set list for Bleeders Tour.
Can they just play all the songs from Sweeney Todd, especially My Friend? I just want to hear Andy say, "At last, my arm is complete."
Oh, but I guarantee that they will do another Sweeney Todd opening.
Which one, though? Because I already did one for the last tour.
I know, that's what I'm wondering. Will it be the same like last one, or will they change it?
I have no idea, because I remember last time they did the opening of it and stuff. So they could keep it the same, or here's a thought. Here's a thought. They could be opening. Oh, I don't know. I was like, they could be opening with this instrumental of their Bleeders EP song.
I mean, that would be pretty dope. Instrumental than leading in. Oh my gosh, I would love that.
But we're here to talk about the set list and the possibilities of what songs BVB is going to possibly play during this tour. So I know we've done a lot of these episodes in the past, but I'm just going to say it. Lonnie, dear sir, you've been teasing of what songs there is a good possibility. Savior 2, hello.
Which I love, and I'm sure every fan is going to look forward to that. It's going to be a huge crying session for everyone. My only thing with this, because I know we're saying, dream set list, because it is a, it's Sweeney Todd inspired, and this is just my opinion, but I truly feel like they should play their most spookiest songs for it. They have to.
And what opinion is their spooky songs for you?
Okay. First of all, Shadows Rise. Shadows Rise and Shadows Die, of course, both of those. Okay, see, it's hard because I don't have everything in front of me.
Spotify up here.
Yes, thank God. List songs. Coffin. Coffin is obviously one.
That's a gimme one, I swear. I feel like Sweet Blasphemy has to be in there for you just because.
Yeah, that's just a standard ritual.
I honestly, to be honest, I would love to hear the Outcast call to arms as their intro because I've only heard that once in the first concert. I would love to hear it again. And it's just like so creepy and stuff. I love it. Just how like the sound and then we are Black Veil Brides.
Well, especially with their updated one, their
Yes.
remastered one would be so perfect.
Yes. I mean, I'm looking at the first album. Okay, obviously, Knives and Pens, Perfect Weapon, blah, blah, blah. Never Give In.
I feel like We Stitch These Wounds could be a pretty creepy one.
looking at set the world on fire, I would say new. Well, is it? Yeah, it's new religion where he screams, "Ah, man!" Right?
Yeah, that would be a good one. I feel like God bless you as
God bless
well.
you. I was thinking the same. Okay, I when I think of spooky, I don't know why my head goes to fear from Wretched and Divine. So like, I'm down for any like Wretched and Divine, Devil's Choir, Resurrect the Sun. I would love to hear Resurrect the Sun. Shadows Dies, obviously. Nobody's Hero.
So the whole Wretched and Divine
The whole
album.
it's fine. Yeah, basically pretty much. BBB.
Brides 4.
Or there's a lot there. Do you I don't know, because I know what the Resurrection, not Resurrection Tour, Black Mass Tour did a lot of for Devil in the Mirror is one, Goodbye Agony, World of Sacrifice, Last Riot, Stolen Omen.
Stolen Omen.
Drag me to
Nice, we both said. Grab me to the grave. See,
the
okay, I guess when I say like spooky for Black Veil Brides, I really just mean like they're more like intricate songs that kind of have that eerie sound to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It's just hard because there's so many. Like, honestly, okay. Hello, BBB. I know this is a date becoming before the set list. I'm sure you guys already have the set list already confirmed and everything. But by any chance, hello, guys. You're watching this. I have a plea. I have a plea. I have a plea. This is my case. Hello. Hello. I just have one song. Well, not two. One song. Just one song. I would love to hear live. Okay. Okay. I mean, just one. Everyone could probably guess which song I would love. Okay. And Nicole knows is Blackbird from The Phantom Tomorrow. I'm sorry. I know it's not like your spooky Sweeney Todd up, but the lyrics are okay. Just
You've only been asking since, what was it, 2021?
when The Phantom Tomorrow came out. Yeah.
No, since then. I feel you. I just want Shadows Rise, damn it. And everyone else got lucky but me.
Yeah, I'm just curious if, like, because I know in the past, especially with the Trinity of Terror tour, if they're going to rotate songs in and out and everything else, or if they're going to keep the set list pretty much the same throughout the whole tour. CeCe, I need a drum solo. It's been a minute since a Black Mass tour since I got a drum solo.
Wouldn't it be cool if, well, yeah, a drum. I was gonna say it'd be cool if his drum solo was obviously like a random thing, but a random thing that led into the legacy.
I mean, I think because he did a drum solo, I think on the second half of the In Between tour, I can't remember, where he was mixing it up with Michael Myers' theme song and stuff. And it was cool. So, like, CeCe, if you could do that with the Sweeney Todd version.
Yes! See, that would actually be really cool. And they might surprise us with that too.
I need that. I need a CeCe drum solo and just Blackbird. That is it. And I'll be a happy camper. And I will be happy to die and go to heaven after hearing Blackbird.
Well, I feel like this is going to be the most incredible Black Veil Brides tour ever because I really do think that they're going to do things that none of us expect.
And I have been seeing from the army and hearing from other fans that Lonnie and I think even Jake Harpy keep saying like they're playing songs that they old songs they haven't played for such in a long time. So I'm like, I'm excited because we're OG friends from the start. So like, okay, there's a lot of old songs they don't haven't played in a long time. So I'm like, okay, that narrows it down. Great, thank you.
Which is why I'm hoping for a lot of Set the World on Fire songs.
Just one Blackbird. Please and thank you. That's all I want. And I'll be happy. But I don't know. I'm really curious. I'm just curious. I'm honestly curious of how the stage setup is going to be for them.
Given what we saw in their South America tour, I know with the microphone, the razor blade microphone that Andy had, I think that was really kind of like the only
Prop.
stage thing beyond like their, yeah, the only like prop beyond like their outfit and like their slit throat. So I do wonder if they're gonna go more all out for the North America tour.
Because, like, I know in the BBBVVDD tour, it was mostly just lights and stuff with their logo behind them. On the Trinity of Terror, they had the screens with the moving images and stuff from the comic book of everything else. So I wonder for the North America tour if they're going to keep it simple with the lights and the backdrop of their new logo, or they're going to have screens and, like, maybe not, but because, like, that's probably copyrighted and needs rights for the Sweeney Todd movie to play in the background, I'm assuming. But what if we seen photos of Andy in his own Sweeney Todd costumes? What if he did some, like, scenes from Sweeney Todd and he project that in the screen? Technically not copyrighted. I don't know. I'm really hoping that after the Bleeders on the 26th comes out, they add that song to the set list and stuff because it just came out.
I feel like they have to play Bleeders on this tour just because it's the Bleeders tour. I would honestly be deceased if they did not play it.
Me too. So they kind of have to, BBB. If you don't, yeah. I'm gonna capture Stacey during the Christian mingles.
Then Blackfoot Brides will be out a drummer for the rest of the tour.
Actually, drummer, so I'm like, okay, great. Play bleeders, then you get CC back. I'm excited. I know a lot of fans are excited. I know come Thursday on the San Francisco tour, I'm going to be on the watch for the set list of what's going to happen. Merch. I just need to see merch, period. I need to see merch.
I'm really hoping that they went all out on the merch. Like, even if they didn't, it's like it's obviously okay, but I have a feeling they did. Just due to how huge this tour is, I feel like it's almost like impossible for them to not.
I really am kind of hoping because we are, as we know, the red. If you did the pledge for Red Crotch, you get a custom, like a not a custom, you get free merch of a pin sticker and a poster and stuff that says "I am Bleeder." I'm kind of low key hoping there's a T-shirt that says "I am a Bleeder." I would love
No,
that
that would be cool. I feel like they would have to have something like that.
because I would buy that. God, I feel like this is Sweeney Todd. I love Sweeney Todd. Same with the Phantom of the Opera and everything else. It's so dark. The music is so great. Like I was listening to the soundtrack the other day again. Ryan, my boyfriend Ryan and I would love to see the movie again because he hasn't seen it for a bit again. We need to sit down and actually watch it again. But I don't know. I just feel like with that era, especially of us like Andy loving then, we all know what Andy's vision is and stuff, like the merch. I'm like, if it's dope merch, I'm gonna be broke this month.
You're telling me both of our bank accounts are going to cry.
Like, okay, I'm like here, like, okay, how much have I spent last time on merch last tour? Not that much. I have a feeling it's gonna be maybe triple the amount this tour.
And even double that triple if there are paintings. I know you're like, do not speak of that.
Ah.
But I guess getting back to our main point, though, the dream set list. This Bleeders tour is just too exciting.
I just feel like we need to talk about everything for Bleeder Sharp before, like for tomorrow. Whoever, those lucky fans who are going into the first show tomorrow in San Francisco.
I know, I'm so excited to see all the posts because that's going to give us the feel of, okay, what props they're using and if maybe if they're taking a different route with like any kind of like aesthetic costume wise and of course the merch.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to have their Sith throats again.
Me too, me too. I'm still debating if I want to do that too. Because I don't have I was gonna buy like the necklace where that bleeds, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'm debating on that
So dream set list, how many songs? How many songs? Like are we doing like a standard maybe 10 to 15? I would say 15, right? They seem to be doing about 15 songs.
I'm looking at
Like at least previous tours.
past set list. I'm counting 12 or 13.
I guess it's random because the set list I have has 11.
I see
So I
12.
guess it's up to our
It's like
discretion.
11 and 12 usually because they what have like an hour-ish to play.
So let's do 12.
Okay, intro. I would love Outcast.
It's spooky enough too. Oh, well, you know, and they could actually do like if they were to do a Sweeney Todd intro, they could start with Sweeney Todd. That would lead into the Outcast intro.
Yep, I would be happy with that. The first song. Because I know I forgot the first song they started off with, but last tour it was it Crimson Skies? I think it was Crimson Skies, wasn't it? Yeah, it was
I
Crimson
think it
Skies.
was. Yeah, it was
Okay,
Crimson
sure.
Skies.
Yeah, which is great. I know Faithless has been done a lot. What would be it? I'm just saying. Sweeney Todd slash intro to Outcast slash Sweet Blast or Russian Divine.
Okay, this is hard because a part of me, like I would love that. I agree, but then again, I'm like the Outcast Call to Open Arms, We Stitches Wounds would be perfect. But then I'm here, like you know, if they just started off with a banger like Shadows Rise, would not be mad. Because imagine like that huge intro and then just hearing that do no 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 no
Maybe
like ugh.
I want to ask those like CC, Andy, and any of them, like, how hard is it to do the set list for you guys? Like, seriously.
I don't have paper, so I'm gonna take notes of the dream set list on my phone. If I could find my notes for some reason, I can't find them. There they are. Okay. So the intro is, are we good on the Sweeney Todd that leads
Yes.
into the Outcast?
100% sure, yes.
Now we just have to think of this first song. We have to agree on a first song.
Fun.
Look at Spotify again.
I know. We need it all right in front of us. It's just easier.
I'm just saying, Ratchet Divide is really strong in a banger, and they haven't really played that for a while. Just.
Yeah, so we got to think. If it's a Sweeney Todd, then, we are the Black Veil Brides, then just hitting off with Wretched and Divine, that would slap.
Do-na-do-do, ratchet and divine.
So let's go ahead and put, whoa, this just skipped everywhere. Wretched and Divine. Now, I feel like after that, they would obviously, like, well, maybe. I don't know. They change it up every time. I
They
feel like
surprise
maybe,
us. Oh,
yeah, I feel like maybe they would stop to say, like, for instance, what's up, Denver, Colorado? Great to be back, and then
yeah.
maybe they would say this next song we're going to play is a new one, and then ha, bleeders, if we can hope, because we have to have bleeders in there. This is our dream set list.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Did you guys were like, Andy's like, so we just released a new single called Bleeders. How many of us have heard of it and seen it? So
And then we're all gonna scream.
so there's that. Okay, Bleeders. So that's Tool. So
Yeah,
I
our third
have
one.
Bleeders from the little snippet we heard from the mini documentary. Sounds very heavy and very epic. So do we want another epic song or kind of like not super mellow but kind of in between?
Maybe in between. Like, I'm just saying, Shadows Rise.
Oh my God.
I mean,
That. I
you
mean, I
know.
can see that.
Just that opening for it is like, it's almost like very s a slow build up, and then it turns into a banger.
Okay, you sold me.
Okay. Dang, I didn't have to try that hard. That's awesome.
No, you didn't. Because I'm in your boat. I haven't heard it live either, so.
Okay, so from there though, Shadows Rise is once again that in between where it has a slow build up, then it hits. What would come after that? This would be the fourth song.
Resurrect the sun. I have no idea. Because
I could see Resurrect the Sun coming after that.
it's kind of like, again, it's kind of a slow pace, and then it kind of like how it ends, it's not
Builds
good. It
back up.
kind of builds back up, but then it's kind of how it ends. It's like it's kind of resurrect the sun, and then they could transfer over to like do a transition to another like upbeat song.
Yeah, I mean, it could possibly even transfer over to, like, because if that would be the fourth song, then what if it transferred over to Overture? Maybe, which then led into, because I mean, unless you're going to count Overture as like the fifth song, I would count it as more of like a pause, like an intermission moment. Like when I say intermission, that does not mean you can go potty break. Like you have to see Jinx play the violin, but it's like a, I guess, an intermission for like the rest of the guys to get a drink of
Well, it
water
would
and do
be
whatever they need
Overture
to
from
do.
Wretched and Divine or something else from Phantom Tomorrow, because he does that as Spectress or whatever.
Ooh. Maybe that would act. Well, I don't know. I guess the only reason I said Overture was because it has elements of Resurrect the Sun in it.
That's true. Okay. Oh, okay. Hear me out. Overture, it's Jinx, right? Overture, and
Yes.
he somehow puts a little bit of spec. The is it called Spectress? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, Spectress, where he
Spectress.
intermixes them.
Intermix with them, Blackbird.
Okay, I'm writing it down. So Overture slash Spectress, and then 5B and Blackbird. I love this. This is amazing. Like, this is literally a freaking like spooky set list so far.
What does that bring us to? I'm not keeping track here.
That would lead us to five songs so far.
Okay. I
Now we're on the sixth one.
feel like after Blackbird, they have to hit us hard with another one. Because obviously, we all know in the end, and usually Fallen Angels or the Legacy are like the encore songs.
Yeah, if we want to have them hit hard, we could do Stolen Omen.
Ooh,
That's a
that's
song they
true.
haven't played
It's like
in forever.
I'm trying to think like because some of them even say like we're playing songs we haven't played for a long time. So Stolen Omens is a good one.
Okay, do you want me
Or
to put that down as the
Last
sixth
Riot,
one?
like Stolen Omens or Last Riot.
The only reason why I'm not going to say Last Ride is because Jake said he doesn't like that song, and that hurts my feelings. So like I doubt he'd be like, "No, man, we're not playing that song."
Watch. You're gonna like, he's gonna surprise you.
I'm like, thought you hated it.
I'm okay with Stolen Omen.
Stolen Omen. Okay.
I'm looking at Veil too.
I know this is so hard because like we want to get everything from like their EPs and their albums. Oh, because even from their morning EP, like obviously
Oh,
Devil, like, is a hard
Coffin.
one too.
Coffin's a spooky one. Yes, don't so Coffin after Stolen Omen.
I would say so, yes.
Okay,
Cough.
now we're on the eighth song.
Because the morning EP, because, well, Savior 2, we have to put Savior 2 in there because, like, Lonnie was practicing that.
That is true. Now, do you think Savior 2 would be more towards the end before the encore songs?
Possibly, because that's what they did with the last tour, but lost it all.
So do we want to kind of do that?
I would say so.
That could be literally the 10th song, then 11th could be Fallen Angels, and 12th would be in the end.
I'm trying to think, like, in the morning EP, like, okay, Savior 2. Oh, Better Angels. I would love to hear Better Angels. I'm sorry. I love that song. I love
I would
the
love to hear
songs.
every song
God
from there. World tour, damn it. Every song from
damn
every
it.
EP album.
Eras Tour. BBB. Eras Tour.
Yes. It's a must-have.
Blackbird. Stolen Omens. What do we have after that? Nothing. We're after Stolen Omens. I
Coffin.
Coffin. That brings us up to 8, 7?
Brings us up to the eighth song, which would be technically if we already have the last three picked, this means we can only pick 8, 9, 10. No. Only two more.
I feel like Savior 2, because, like, Lonnie was practicing it. I mean, that. Thanks, Lonnie. That was a big giveaway.
I know, but did you want Savior 2 to be the eighth song, or did you want it to be the song that they play before the encore songs?
The eighth song. This is hard.
I know. I mean, I don't know. I guess in my opinion, to me, it makes sense before the encore songs because it's such a slow, beautiful song,
That
it's
makes
going to be one of
sense.
those, then the encore songs pump us right back up.
I was thinking about that too, honestly. That's why I was like, I was like, Because then they will, because it ends very silent, but then, like, CC can start bumping up the beat with the drums and stuff for the legacy, and then transfers to the legacy to In the End or something. But we need one more song there before Savior 2. So, well, okay, so we have Stolen. Okay, I'm okay with that. But we need that one more song before Savior 2.
I think we need two more.
Two more songs. Two more
And then do
songs.
we still, but we wanted to add in CeCe's drum solo too.
That's where it is, because after Savior 2, he would do his drum solo that would transfer into the legacy, which would go to In the End.
Okay, so then no Fallen Angels for this one. It will be the legacy, then in the end.
Personally, yes, but we could change it to the Fallen Angels. Because they played Fallen Angels in the last tour. Yeah. We scream, we shout, we are the. They didn't play Legacy, didn't they?
No, oh, no, they didn't.
I will. I'm
But
then. I'm
this is our set list. We could switch it up and
personally,
make it the
after.
legacy.
Where I'm at, like, right, if they do Savior 2 before the encore songs, I would feel like then it would be a good chance for CC to do his drum solo to transfer
Yeah.
the transition to the legacy, then in the end.
Okay, let's do that.
What album have we not got?
Okay. So we have two songs from Wretched and Divine. We have the new song Bleeders. We have two songs from The Phantom Tomorrow. We have Coffin, which was released as a single. We have Stolen Omen from Black Veil Brides 4, Savior 2 from their morning EP, The Legacy from Set the World on Fire. Oh, so it'd be three from Wretched and Divine if you count in the end.
How about Somewhere from the Night?
The Vengeance.
Yes. Because,
Like, that is a song I want to hear live so badly.
they only played that in New Mexico City and never in the States. And I'm like, his States. Hi, guys. Hi, boys. The guys. We need that. Okay, we need that. We need the Vengeance or Saints of the Blood. One of those two.
Ooh, I mean, they both slap. I know it's like, hi, hello, like us here in America love the Night EP. Please
If
play one
Kalani
of them.
came back, like, I understand. I think Jake even emphasized, well, didn't emphasize, but I think Jake even said in his Twitch stream, like, it's been a minute since I played that. And it's like the songs, I'm sure, like, the riffs are kind of challenging, I would say. But which one?
I was gonna say, which one's your favorite? Did you say Saints of the Blood is your favorite? I mean, to be fair, if they for Mexico, if they did the Vengeance, then in America they could play Saints of the Blood.
So I'm here. I am thinking spookiness. I'm like, don't get me wrong. The Vengeance is a great song. I love it, but I Saint the Saints of the Blood. I feel like it's a bit darker.
Then once again, that Knives and Pen riff opening, I swear. So, would we want that as the eighth or the ninth, though?
Eighth.
Okay, so that means we have to pick a song that would play right before Savior 2.
What would be a good song?
Right before the slow bit.
Knives and
Well,
Pens.
we don't have anything from Veil. Like, that is the one album.
Ah,
Actually, lies. We don't have anything from We Stitch These Wounds either.
Perfect Weapon.
I could see Perfect Open. I could see Perfect Open. That
Yeah,
scream, that, because that is a song that's going to get people super pumped before a slow song.
I can't remember. They play Perfect Weapon. Trinity of Terror, right?
Or, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. You know, after so many concerts, all the set lists tend to merge as once. It's really hard to keep track. Like, I do have a set list from the Trinity of Terror in the last one, but yeah, they just like all merge into one now after some time. I'm just like, I can't keep track anymore.
You're just like, all I know is I've heard the song live.
I have not heard the song live. That's why I'm fighting for it. Blackbird, hello. I swear to God, if they play back Blackbird, I'm gonna cry like a little girl, possibly.
We will then turn to the side to film you.
Ah! Yes,
That's that, because that would be a special moment.
watch me ugly cry.
But in the best way.
Ugly crying and sing my heart out. Da, 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 da.
I know we're all gonna have to like take either the phone. Yeah, I was gonna say lighters, but that's
No,
not allowed.
phone.
Phone lights.
The
Phone lights. Ah. The official Dream set list for this Bleeders tour. The intro is Sweeney Todd that leads into The Outcast, which will then lead into them playing Wretched and Divine, which will then go to Bleeders, then Shadows Rise, Resurrect the Sun, which will then take a short like intermission that will be Overture slash Spectress mix that's going to lead into Blackbird, then Stolen Omen, Coffin, Saints of the Blood, Perfect Weapon, Savior 2, then QCC's drum solo that will lead into The Legacy, and then their encore song in the end. I mean, what are you thinking? Do we want to
Oh,
change
I
anything? Are you
love
digging
that.
it?
I love that.
I just want to say it is hard even to make a dream set list. And kudos to Black Veil Brides for taking the time to create their set list because I don't know how they do it.
Seriously, how? Like, we can have a struggle bus at times because we're like, what about this song? What about this song? Let's just do all the songs.
That's what I'm saying. Every song is so amazing in its own way that I'm sure they have a hard time too.
That's the thing. I want to ask Andy, like, how do you, sir, and everyone else create the set list to realize, like, these are, like, I'm sure the guys, all the guys have their inputs, like, hey, I want to play this song. What about this song we haven't played in a while? I like this song. I like this riff right here. Why don't, like, I'm sure they have their inputs too, but, like, for all of them to agree, like, this is the set list, this is what's going to happen. I don't even, I feel like we're making this bigger than we're like, oh, this is a song, boop, 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 done.
I mean, it could be. I feel like a small portion of it could be like obviously time management. Like, okay, we're
Yeah, that's
told that
true.
we get an hour and a half for this set. So you look at, they kind of have to like decide their songs and be like, hey, this one is this long. So how much time would we
That
have,
is
to
true.
play
Because
this song?
remember in the Trinity of Terror, like one, ooh, I forgot where their first stop was. They realized they made their set list a little too long that they had to cut some sections off, unfortunately. Like
Oh, no.
CC's drum solo. That was one.
I remember you saying that too. That is just poor Cece,
I'm just
man.
like, you know what? You know what? Motionless and Ice Nine Kill can wait.
Yes, thank you. Like, okay, obviously, yes, we enjoy Motionless in White and Ice Nine Kills, but Black Veil Brides takes priority now.
I like that set list. I honestly, I next week, I don't know how I'm gonna, I mean, we're filming this the week before tour starts. I don't know how I'm gonna handle seeing the set list when whoever does post it first on social media, because I know once it's posted, it's gonna be like fire. It's gonna be posted everywhere.
Oh, it's gonna spread. And that's the thing. I have no control. I am gonna spoil it for myself and I'm going to peek because I need to know. But it goes with what you said. The set list could change. They could rotate.
See, like, I even feel like it's hard because, like, if we're in this fandom, Nicole, if we try to avoid it, it's impossible.
No, it literally is. I believe me, I've tried to avoid, and the moment I'm scrolling and I look at something and I'm like, doh, even when you're not actually looking, but you glimpse, your brain will it I guess I should say your brain will notice like the biggest things. So like if you have it permanent in your brain of like Scarlet Cross, it's gonna find the word Scarlet Cross. So there's no win. Like you just, you know what? Spoilers, please, for BBB, always and
Spoilers.
forever.
But I always love spoilers for merch. That way I can figure out which one I want to get. And If there's paintings this time around, Andy, please, BBB Army, just post photos. Please, I just want to see what he's going to be creating. Or I, because like, yeah, I don't know what else he could do with surprises with custom leather jackets or something. I don't know, vest.
Oh my God, see?
Or his bloody t-shirt.
Oh my God, yeah, wouldn't that be amazing if like, oh, imagine one lucky fan oh would get that at every show. But then Andy would always have to wear a white bloody t-shirt.
Because I think he did that in the UK where he was wearing a tank top with blood, and then I think either he gave him away or I think or his wife Juliet, aka Lil Czar, was selling it on her Depop. I think I saw that.
Yeah, I do know for the Church of the Wild Ones tour, you could get a standard VIP or you could get the $50 more VIP and only one person could get it, but you would get the shirt off of Andy's back at the end of the show.
How much do you regret that?
Very much because I didn't get that because I was worried. And the thing is, it was right there and I could have spent an extra $50 on it because I was like, an extra 50 is not bad, but I was worried that Hudson would be mad. And I should have asked him before buying regular VIP because he told me that was totally okay. And he's like, you should have done it. And I was like, it's still available. He's like, then we're gonna have three VIPs.
I feel like in these type of situations, you just like buy it and you're like, hey, babe, big puppy eyes, I did this, but I got you this.
I know. It's all about what is my word? It's all
Compromise.
about thank you. It's all about compromising.
I can clearly say that all the fans are ready for tour that starts off tomorrow. All those lucky fans who go to the tour tomorrow or the show, have fun. Please post as many photos of merch and the set list as much as you can for the other army to know. We would love to see that. A knock on wood, everything goes okay for BBB to Denver, Colorado. Because apparently it's snowing right now over there in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, guess what, you guys? It is April, right? You think springtime. Yay, it's supposed to be sunny. It has been snowing for like 3 days straight.
Here, so this is my point of view of my weather in Washington.
Ah, must be nice.
It's very nice. So like when you send me that video of you snowing, I'm like, it's snowing over there in April.
You know, like it's one of those. It's thankfully not a lot of snow, whereas like you got a shovel. It's that really pretty where it intermixes with the greens, with the grass, so it's like green and white. It's very beautiful, like a winter wonderland. But it's not okay when you're going to be standing outside for a concert because that'll get very cold, and the guys could obviously possibly get sick in this kind of weather. So, manifesting good weather for April 29th.
Good weather, good health schedule, no icky germs to anyone to BVB because I know they're going to the sick New World in Vegas and then they go to Salt Lake City and stuff and before Denver, Colorado. So hopefully those traveling days are not anything complicated or no sicky germs.
Yes, we are hoping and we are hoping for all good vibes for every state that they go to.
Guys, please take care of each other on stage. Lonnie, watch out for the legs. Again, we don't want another incident on stage for any of the guys.
No, no injuries, no sickness. We want you guys to be perfectly healthy for everyone to enjoy the show because this Bleeders tour is a cannot be missed.
It cannot. So it start officially starts off tomorrow and then goes all the way until May. I forgot.
It's like half, it's like towards like the middle of May,
Yeah,
maybe, I
something like
think.
that, all the way to May, and which is amazing and stuff. And honestly, who knows what's gonna happen during tour? Because obviously we know the new single's gonna come out, plus the music video, the tour. What other stuff are they gonna throw us at? Like,
Yeah, because they could do a crazy like Bleeders merch drop too. Like we obviously know there's tour merch, but they could surprise us with like just a random crazy
who
merch.
knows? They could just like surprise us with another merch drop because the last merch drop was. Heart of Fire, right? No,
Faithless.
Faithless. Sorry, Faithless. Sorry.
By the way, did you get a random? I got so the mail came today, and it was from Black Veil Brides, and I was like, "Huh?" And I'm thinking, I ordered the EP, and I ordered the ring, and I was like, "So is I was confused because I'm like, none are supposed to arrive yet," and then it was the little thank you card.
I have been seeing that on social media everywhere. I have not gotten mine. Well, then again, I haven't checked them out, but I haven't gotten mine yet. I have been seeing, you're not the only one. There were tons of friends very confused. I'm like, I pre-order, but why just sticker or the thank you sticker or whatever?
Is it a sticker?
It should be. I have several. Let me find one. Is
I think mine's just a
it
normal.
just a card?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it says
Is this right?
and then
Does it not have like
yeah.
a indentation for a sticker?
Oh, it does. Oh, it does. Oh my God.
Yeah, don't, no, don't, do not destroy it. It's a sticker. No, keep it one.
Oh
Keep
my God.
it as one. Keep it
Oh,
as
I'm
one.
going to. I wasn't going to take it off. I had to make sure it was sticky.
Yeah, it's a sticker.
Holy crap. Nice.
Yeah. You're not the only fan. Like, I haven't gotten mine yet, and I'm like, that's interesting how they're just sending that for a pre. Oh,
But
okay.
it's like, it's so thoughtful.
We're all excited. I'm like, I get to see Nicole and Hudson here next weekend. We both get to go to Denver, Colorado show and stuff. It's gonna be awesome. Yes, we will be there. I will be there. This is my third time in Denver, Colorado.
Third time in Denver, and it's going to be her first Black Veil Brides show in Denver,
It
Colorado.
will be. So I'm kind of excited for that. So I'm really excited for that. Just how things are set up. It's weird, I know, because I'm just so used to being in my home area where I know things. So going outside of that, it's like I'm gonna be like a lost puppy following Nicole and Hudson.
Hey, we only know Denver like very little bit. Like, I'll tell you now, Denver's scary, but the Ogden Theater, the venue that Black Veil Brides playing at is the Ogden Theater, and it's that place I think is awesome. I've only seen them play there once, so I'm excited to see them play there again.
We will be there. If we will be vlogging, of course. So if you see us and want to say hi. Say hi. We don't bite at all. I
Of
promise.
course. Yeah, or if you even want to get interviewed, that would be awesome. We would like to interview a few fans for the Bleeders vlog.
Of course we do. Of course. We always love meeting fans and talking to them about Black Veil Brides, of course. Hopefully it's good weather. Knock on wood.
It better be. If not, yeah, we're gonna have to like blanket it up an umbrella.
Stay tuned for that vlog coming out probably, yeah, next week, hopefully. So
Yeah, we'll literally be the next week.
yep. But I'm excited. All the fans are excited. So, bleeders, 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 bleeders,
Bleeders,
bleeders,
bleeders,
bleeders.
bleeders. Yes! I
Yes.
can't, it came so fast. I'm so excited. All right, BVB Army. Today's fan shout out goes to Crash Goodman. Their Twitter is at Granite Boyo. Either Boyo 6 or Boy 06, but I'm pretty sure that is an O. Sorry if I butchered that. But today's fan shout out goes to you. We have just been seeing so many of your posts lately. You are such a huge interactor in the BVB Army, and we just love that how much you interact with fans and Black Veil Brides. And thank you for submitting your awesome artwork for the episode that we did a few weeks ago. You're very talented. You have a great artistic skill, and you also do cosplaying. But I know that you did your first cosplay of one of your favorite albums, which you said Wretched and Divine, and then you did your Wild Ones character, and you said it was introducing, I'm sorry if I say this wrong, the Oracle, I believe is what
Oracle.
you s the Oracle, or it's Orisol. I
Kingdom
words, you know, English,
Hearts.
I'm very bad, so I'm sorry if I butchered that, but that's why I said it in two different ways, so it has to be one of those. But you even gave your story with it. You said he was kidnapped and tortured by fear because he had visions of their defeat, which is like really cool. I love that you had a whole story behind it. And if I'm not mistaken, you also did a Blackbird cosplay as well. So just thank you so much for supporting Ruth and I, for supporting this channel, and thank you for being such a loyal and dedicated fan to Black Veil Brides. You were just so cool, and we can't wait to see more amazing work from you. All right, BVB Army, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode where we talked about our dream set list for the Bleeders Tour. Do you guys maybe have a dream set list for this tour? Specific songs you want to hear? You should drop them down in the comments below. We'd love to hear your guys' thoughts about it. And we'd also, if you're going, write down your what tour date you're going to. We would absolutely love to know which fans are going to what tour date. And especially if you're going to Denver, Colorado, you have to say hi to Ruth and I. I mean, come on. As she said, we don't bite. Dot
We
dot
don't
dot.
bite.
Hard.
We have guard dogs who are very lovable.
But anyways, you guys, we are so excited for the Bleeders tour. It's literally, as this video comes out, it's the tour is going to be the next day. So all fans, once again, please post and upload as many photos and videos, especially of the merch booth. Get all of us who are seeing them a couple days later, get us pumped for it. You can go ahead and check out this podcast literally on any streaming platform. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and smash the subscribe button. Also hit the like button. That would be very awesome. We are on all social platforms except for Facebook. So go ahead and give us a follow, check us out, and we will see you next week, BBB Army, with our Bleeders vlog.
Dun 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 dun. I'm trying to do the Sweeney Todd version. Dun
Dun dun
dun
dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun.
dun 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 dun.